Han looked over and found Alana's gray eyes nearly bugged out of their sockets. Her mouth was hanging open, and though she was trying not to show her fear, he could tell by her pale cheeks that she thought they were probably going to crash. And what if they did? Han would never be able to forgive himself. But his job now was to stay on course and help her learn. He closed the comm channel for a moment, then spoke to her in his best no-big-deal voice.
That's a pretty tough guy, huh?
Alana nodded.
Is he gonna let us ram him?
I don't know,
Han said.
What do you think?
She thought for a moment, then shrugged.
Who can tell?
Yeah, we're gonna have to find out who he is, aren't we?
Alana studied the spinning shape outside the viewport for a moment longer, watching in silence as it grew to the length of a Wookiee's arm, then finally tore her gaze away and looked over.
We are?
She asked.
You bet,
Han said, giving her a dip of the head that was more confident than he felt.
A guy like that, you don't want to bluff twice.
Han opened the emergency channel again, then began to scream into the microphone.
Quick end, clear us a lane! We're out of control! I say again, clear, clear, clear!
By now the frigate was as long as a Wookiee was tall, its ends vanishing from sight each time they spun below the Falcon's control console. But the commander sounded as cool as a wampa when he replied,
Solo, this smacks of a trick. If you think...
Trick?
Han yelled.
You think I'd pull something this crazy with Amelia on board?
Your daughter's on board?
The commander paused for a moment. Like most of the galaxy, he had no idea of Alana's true identity, believing Alana to be Amelia, the Solo's adopted daughter.
Surely you don't expect me to...
Alana opened her mouth, and taking a cue as well as her grandmother, let out a blood-curdling scream.
Daddy, we're doomed!
I'm glad you've said it, Mistress Amelia,
C-3PO added.
Captain Solo always trips my circuit break.
Oh, blast!
The commander cursed, speaking over C-3PO.
Hold on, we're moving!
The frigate was indeed drifting out of their path, and not a moment too soon. The Falcon passed less than 100 meters behind the vessel, so close that the wash from its big Slayan and Corporal Ion drives sent the transport flipping away from the planet in a true out-of-control spin. Alana let out another scream, this one even more convincing than the last, and C-3PO began to preach their doom again. Han merely clenched his teeth. Determined not to let Alana's lesson start becoming too memorable, he bit back a string of curses as he fought to bring the vessel back under control.
It's going to take a few minutes to catch you on your present trajectory,
the commander announced.
But you're going to be fine, I promise. We're already preparing to deploy our rescue skiffs.
Thanks.
Han brought the yoke to center and began to ease the vector plates into a neutral position, then glanced over to find Alana settled back into her seat, looking over at him with a big grin on her face. He mouthed the word, Grandma? She gave him 2 big thumbs up, and Han began to bring the Falcon out of her corkscrewing spin.
We appreciate the help,
Han calmed.
But it looks like our damage control team is bringing things under control.
Your damage control?
The commander trailed off, leaving his question to hang. Han waited a moment for him to continue, then shrugged at his comm unit and began to adjust his jump calculations for the rendezvous with Leia. A few seconds later, the nav computer beeped its readiness, and the commander said,
Before you go, Captain Solo, I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure,
Han said. He swung the Falcon around to the proper bearings and began to accelerate toward jump speed.
Ask away.
You don't have any of the Jedi patients aboard, do you?
With Amelia aboard?
Han retorted.
You must think I'm crazy.
In all honesty, Captain Solo,
the commander said,
the thought has crossed my mind.
I'll bet,
Han grinned.
But in all honesty, they're not aboard. I'm just taking my daughter for a little joyride.
She must be quite the thrill seeker,
the commander replied.
I trust she's had her fill of excitement for the day.
Han glanced over at Alana, who gave him an emphatic nod.
I think so,
he reported.
Listen, I've got to go, but do you mind if I ask you a question first?
Feel free to ask.
Han glanced over at Alana and winked.
Who are you?
The commander considered the question so long that Han was beginning to think he was stalling, still searching for some way to turn the situation around. Then finally he asked,
"Why do you want to know?"
"No big deal," Hans said. "I just want to know where to send the thank you note."
The commander was not amused.
"Why don't you wait and give it to me in person? We'll be meeting again soon, Captain Solo. Of that, I'm quite certain."
The comm speaker fell silent, leaving Han with the impression that he had just added another entry to his long list of enemies. It was kind of a good feeling, knowing that he was still young enough to make them. He shrugged, then looked over at Alana.
"How's your grandmother doing?" he asked.
"She's on her way," Alana reported. "Time to head for Shidu Mod."
Han smiled, then glanced back at R2-D2.
"Are those jump coordinates ready?"
The droid answered with an affirmative whistle.
"Good,"
Han said. He turned back to Alana, then nodded at the controls.
"You do the honors, kid."
Alana's eyes grew big, and she leaned forward to push the lever forward. This time, the hyperdrive worked perfectly, and stars stretched into lines.